Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I got the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Big J Okerson.
And I'm Dan Soder, and welcome to the Bonfire Podcast. Yeah, it's a podcast, and it's also a radio show. You can hear our full show every day on SiriusXM.
Go to SiriusXM.com/bonfire for a special offer.
And now, the Bonfire with Big J Okerson and Dan Soder.
No, I'm Dan Soder. That's Big J Okerson. Whole crew, whole fucking crew is here. DJ Lou Witzke, Jacob Atat, Christine back where she belongs, and our Black King, the Black Tiger, Louis Jones.
Father of Hendrix,
bringer of justice, bringer of cowboy bullshit.
It's going to be fun to watch Hendrix get older during the show, through the course of the show. It's so exciting.
And learn to hit, and him to learn to hate Jacob.
Just become grow to hate Jacob.
Yeah, I'm going to write it now. I'm going to make Jacob Hendrix's nemesis.
What if as soon as he starts talking, he just starts immediately does a Jacob impression? You're like, all right, kid, we do that, but come on.
All right, yeah, you're kind of new to this.
Hendrix,
world.
You got to respect your elders. Don't
all right,
like
listen,
that.
Guy.
That is the funniest thing having. I remember that with Isabel when she was little, because she would see the interactions between me and my friends amongst each other. And then just come and think she could say like any kind of, and like, no. That's like, that's Uncle Louis. And you don't talk to Uncle Louis like that. You don't make fun of Uncle Louis.
It's funny you say that, because I remember being, what I thought was really funny about Isabella is children of comedians have a certain maturity, like an odd maturity to them. Like, you know, the children of nightclub acts.
Sure.
So they kind of know how to like work a room. And so
Isabella's a support group with Steven Eady's kids.
All got to talk. Nate's daughter leads sessions.
Nate's daughter,
now.
Ben Stiller's there.
But I remember her, like the way she talked to me was like opener energy. Like she's like, "What's up, opener?" Like she kind of had that as like, I'm talking about 7 years old, would walk downstairs and be like, "What's up, dork? You're here to play Guitar Hero with my
hey,
dad?"
Winner.
Yeah. And then you're like, "Hey, kid."
No, yeah, the ball bust, you'd have to go. It's like, you can't.
Don't say that.
No, you can't.
Don't call out Lewis for that.
Don't say that about Uncle Lewis.
Did she ever do a Lewis voice to Lewis?
No, I don't think she's ever still done a Lewis voice.
That's got to be.
I should get her doing a Lewis voice.
I wonder when James busts that out, if he's going to be like, "Oh, really, Dad? Hey, I'm Dad, and I blah, blah, blah in the garage." Because when my mom and I were battling in the high school years, I would always do Will Ferrell's Janet Reno
That's
impression.
That's for her, I know. It makes me laugh so hard.
I always go, "Hey, guys. Play that song I like."
Yo, I was in the car, speaking of moms, I was in the car with my mom yesterday.
Yeah.
This is hilarious. We were driving to see my grandmother. That wasn't hilarious. But we were in the car. She says, I told her about the shirt. I was like, yeah. I go, somebody actually made those shirts on their own. But when we get merch, we got to try to make a Trish and Terry size queen.
Yeah, dude, someone... Sure. Shout out the camper that did it.
Predator handshake.
It's the predator handshake of our moms loving big dick.
I think that was one of them wearing a knuckle glove, so you can know whose mom is who.
Yeah, and then one of them had a ponytail.
Perfect.
Yeah.
It's a perfect shirt. And Trish and Terry size queens.
TNT size queens.
And I said it to my mom. My mom started laughing, but I could see it was the laugh of just like, I think we're supposed to laugh here.
Yeah.
And I go, "What are you not? Size queens." And she was like, "What's size queens?" Size queens. And I was like, yeah. And the best part is Isabelle's in the back seat.
Oh man, you're getting a generational explanation.
He goes, "What's size queens?" I was like, "Yeah, we're making the joke that..." I'm trying to whisper, like, "We're making the joke that you and Dan's mom both
love big dick."
I was like, big dicks and shit.
I'm saying you like them. Mom's like them big.
Yeah.
Like,
and she goes, by the way, her reaction is, she goes, oh. Like, that was it. She just like drank it in. Like, oh, okay. Yeah. Well, then accurate shirt.
Yeah. I still remember to this day my mom, I don't think she meant to, but letting it be known that my stepdad Nick had a massive dick. When she was dating Joe. And I said something, and I was like, yeah, it's not like Nick was like a Sasquatch. I can't imagine his dick. And she was like, oh. It was like one of those where you're like, oh, all right. Still rattling around in your head there, huh?
Yeah. Damn, if you'll excuse me for a minute, I got to go beat my bean for a second.
Your mom's getting all Florida in her panties right now.
Did we just enter the Glades, or did someone bring up Big Dick Nick?
Woo! Someone took a fan boat down there.
Woo! You might want to check those waters for gators.
Mama's getting swampy. Yeah, it was on our way to one of Joe's meets, so, you know.
And Nick was before Joe?
Yeah. Nick was the predecessor.
So, yeah, so then she would talk about...
Nick begot Joe, who begot Keith.
But not in...
No, who begot...
But not in, like, in front of Joe, she wouldn't talk about Nick's big...
No. It was me and Byron were going to their meet. I'd drag a friend along whenever I could.
Oh, he was already there.
I got him to spend the night, and then I was like...
He had to shave down, probably, for his match.
No, he was a hairless son of a bitch.
Naturally hairless.
Naturally had, like, very few hairs on his chest, and, like, barely any hairs on his leg.
Think about that.
Yeah.
No, but think about what you're saying.
Oh, I don't think he shaved, dude. No? Did he shave and I didn't see it?
He just didn't know it. Dude, we used to shave my stepfather like a Sasquatch. It was insane what we had to do.
Like Malcolm in the Middle, when they do that, where they take it. Did you, like, read the newspaper while you guys filmed him? I mean, while you guys shaved him?
No, we'd be watching TV or whatever. He would smoke. But...
Did you do it as a family? Would you attack him as a family?
Me and my mother had did it before to make it a little bit quicker.
Sure.
But the hair was so thick, you could really scrub. I mean, you could really, like a Bic razor, just scrub it down. But here's what was just...
So when he was clean, he was all slippery.
He was smooth for a little bit, and then it came back pretty quick.
Did you guys do Catch Joe in the evenings? You go, all right, guys, now it's time for a greased up Joe to run through the house.
I used to be able to get done pretty quick, but we used to with a pot of water.
Yeah.
A pot. A shaving cream and a bunch of of Bic razors.
You did a lot of these as a kid, shaving your stepdad when you would dip it in and then go.
Yep. Ding it on the side of the thing.
Yeah, ding, ding. Yeah. Yeah, that's the scene from Malcolm in the Middle I was talking about.
That's hilarious to shave that. No, listen, no clippers involved. Never once.
All razor.
Never.
Did you cut him ever?
100%
Dude, that's
Bic
a good chance as a stepson to get back.
Do we cut him ever? He'd be sliced up. It looked like he fucking fell asleep and Freddy Krueger was in his dreams. He'd be all nicked up and sliced
little
up.
Little piranhas got to him?
Yeah, he'd be all nicked and sliced up. But small price to pay, he thought, for getting rid of that coat. It had to be a nightmare in the summertime.
Oh, wow.
I mean, Joe is hairy.
Body, a ton of body hair getting wiped off you in the summer. Has to be, and then a dip into a pool.
First of all, also, Joe doesn't like pools. He can't swim. Weird thing of all.
Does he sink like a rock because he's all muscly?
Probably, but he's terrified of, like, he'd be terrified of deep water. He lost friends. He beat up friends when he got out of a pool that they threw him in when he was younger. Like, and it wasn't like a deep pool. It just wigged him out so much that he got out and, like, fought them and, like, never was friends with them again.
Someone kicking around in a pool scared is, when you're always on the side, it is funny. Because it's like...
If I see somebody in a backyard pool that's screaming for their life inside the pool, I'd be shaking my head at them and I go, you are humiliating yourself.
guys! Just that.
But people who can ride a skateboard would say to me, like, what do you mean you can't even stand on it? I'm telling you, I can't put 2 feet up on a skateboard. I cannot do it. So someone who can't swim is just their thing. And if they're afraid of it, they're afraid of it. But it is funny. Joe brought such masculinity into my life. Everything from like the appreciation of like dirty comedy to the appreciation of of hilarious racism.
Yeah.
My mom would have never given that in my life at all. Because Joe's not, obviously, again, not a racist guy in any way. But
Joe's like, these are the fun talking out of the side of your mouth.
Yeah. He brought that in there. I was like, oh, man. Mom doesn't do this ever. Because my mom's the first, you know, like, she's the one to roll her eyes those jokes and be like, that's not a nice thing. He goes, it's a joke, dummy. Like, I get it, too. And I'm like, Joe, she doesn't get it. But, like, and he brought, like,
just a man
watching sports and all that. But, man, did he not bring any sort of DIY approach to anything. So it's like, again, he's not a fisherman. He's not a hunter. He's not a... You know, he doesn't know how to work on cars.
I feel like that's most guys, though. That was like most...
No, not then.
Dude, the guys my mom dated, I don't know if they were all just queefs, but they were all... I mean, Nick was very DIY. Nick could build stuff.
He built
the rest
of them car.
Yeah, but that was like what? That was my.
He had a monster cock, and she walked on him.
No, he walked on it. Yeah. That's right. She was, you know, grinding on him.
I
watched that guy go where I was like when he left, it was like. So you're taking off, huh?
You said it was like Obama's administration, like how much he changed.
Oh, the gray?
He was gray at the end.
He left there where you're like, you did two terms as president. But it was only four. He only did 4 years. It was a recession. It was a tough go for Nick.
One term.
And then meanwhile, I was like, I didn't know what I had till he was gone. And then he left and he would come by the house and I'd be like, hey, you want a stepdad for old times? You want to just drive me to the... Buckingham Palace.
Could someone do a montage of Cinderella's Don't Know What You Got Till It's Gone of Dan thinking about Nick?
Yeah, where I'm all, wish I could walk out in that garage and see that big lumbering son of a bitch.
Oh, I want to throw a shout out, by the way, to Jay Sheck. Did you see he animated one of my bits?
Yeah, it was awesome.
My dad's thing, dude, he's great.
Yeah, that was fucking cool as hell. I love the way he animated it, too.
He's one that did Legion of Skunks, which we can never find anymore, that you're on.
Yeah, the Aaron Berg episode.
Dude, it's the funniest... God, it's Aaliyah Janine.
Oh, it's the Aaliyah Janine, Rodney
Dangerfield. Berg was there, too, I think. It was all of us, but it was the Rodney Dangerfields. Yeah. Shawn Michaels.
Shawn Michaels,
the fuck you?
Yeah.
Shawn Michaels, that's a blast your ass.
Yeah,
breathe through your nose.
Hey, great set. Now here's the bad part.
But I can't find it. It's, like, gone. But, damn, that was the funniest.
That's awesome, though.
Legion of Skunks. Yeah, he made one. He did that.
How was Albany?
Albany? It was great. It's always, I like that club, actually. For being a mall club, particularly, it's great. Staff's really good. Staff likes comedy.
Yeah.
Those mall clubs usually turn and burn staff.
Yeah. You're always suspect of a mall club when it's close to food. Because you're like, all right. This is a knee-jerk purchase for some people.
Yes.
Like, they got an Orange Julius, and they're like, do you want to see the guy from Billions?
The guy's here.
I don't know. Maybe he'll, like, talk about the show?
I think I saw this guy before. He talks about mother-in-law. He's just like, something wrong.
Oh, I saw him on Leno. You're like, I never did Leno.
That was trash.
Okay. Well that's how I feel about me.
So that's not why he wasn't trying to get on Leno. Don't call him trash. By the way, she's expecting, correct?
What?
Amber Rowe, she went from being a maniac on Dr. Phil to, I mean, just riding dildos on OnlyFans.
One of them busted in her?
And then one of those dildos busted her, and then someone was like, well, I got to marry that up. And now she's already a mom?
No, I'm just saying that's the arc.
That is the arc to mom.
And now you cannot say a bad thing about her, because she's a mommy.
What's her name?
Autumn Rowe.
It looks like this is her announcement, right?
Is that is that him? Oh no.
No.
Let me leave your kidnapping.
Oh, she did a gender reveal. It's a girl.
Gender reveal.
Oh, good. I was thinking she should have a girl.
We can't wait to meet you. Also, you're going to see a Dr. Phil that's just like bad editing.
Yeah. They make you look like that.
Yeah, they make you want to look stupid.
Then you're going to see an OnlyFans that's going to be like, just know, I love you very much. This means nothing to you.
Dude. Evidence of your mom hoeing has to suck.
What do you do? Evidence of your mom hoeing? How about this?
I got to go find a Polaroid that a dude with a mustache took to see my mom fucking hoeing out.
Yo, I want
to. I don't have to log online.
I want to. But worse than that, here's the thing. You can get somewhere in your head where you can go, all right, she used to do that. She doesn't do that anymore.
I told you about when we were driving through San Francisco, right?
Well, wait, let me get this thought out before you say it. But I just want to have that out there and then tell that right. But just the idea of, could you imagine if you're, forget watching porn and being like an older, like 70s porn and being like, oh shit, that's my fucking mom. That's tough. What if you happen upon the video of your mother doing pregnant porn with you? Is that instant suicide? Is it immediate walk away from the family? Because that's the, I can't see, and call it judgment, so I'm judging.
If you're
if you do porn while you're pregnant, that's fucking, that's so disrespectful. The kid, out of the gates, you're like, I don't give a shit about this kid.
Yeah. That's like, I don't know. If you're funny, you're like, hey, I was in a porn. Like, what?
I'm not talking about your wife, Lou, who just did some light foot fetish stuff while she was pregnant.
Yeah, the feet don't count.
That's different. That's just for weirdos.
Dude, that's one of those things where if you see that, you try to do the math instantly to get out of it, where you go, no, that's not me. Maybe she had a pregnancy and lost it, and I didn't know about it.
Yeah, that was a kid she knew she was going to abort anyway, at 8.5 months.
Clearly. Nah, she wasn't even pregnant right there. I think she was just fat. She was just acting like she was pregnant.
He goes, like, yeah, but the timestamp at the bottom says the like year that you were born. You go,
3 months before you're born.
It's a long year.
Well, all right. Well, Irish twins, maybe. I had a brother that maybe I lost.
Yeah, because I think I had a twin he's gone. I ate him in utero.
There was when I went.
How could you?
That weekend we went, that we had off when I worked in Alaska, we went to Anchorage and went to a strip club there, and it was one of those fully new.
Bush Company?
I don't remember. I want to think it was called Showboats, but that might be wrong.
I just know that one's like famous, the Great American Bush Company.
Oh, we went to one that was CD. And
oh, yeah.
They were
one's like Hooters.
Yeah, it was like the soda one, you know, where you have to buy like a $13 Sprite.
Love it.
Because it's fully nude.
Yeah.
And
that's the one, by the way, if you're giving me a choice of Great American Bush Company or Great Alaskan Bush Company or going to a CD one where you have to bring, they only serve you soda and popcorn to keep wanting soda.
But you're seeing a lot of puss.
I don't want to tangent too much, but that was the club we used to go to that I talk about on stage, even Fantasy Show Bar. Never dawned on me. I was like, this place is so idiotic to keep giving me free popcorn. Like, how dumb are you guys to keep giving me constant free popcorn?
And then you're like, I have to drink something.
And you're like, can I have my 11th Sprite?
I wonder if there's a guy just mowing popcorn down in a fully nude, and they're like, this guy won't budge. And he's like, I'm good.
No, dude, at 18, we were like, we thought it was a bonus. We're like, yo, and they have that great salty popcorn. It's the saltiest.
That buttery. Oh, my God, it's the best.
I can't believe how good that salty popcorn is.
Oh, I eat it by the handful, and then all I want is a sweet, bubbly soda.
And then the fucking Sprites are only $17.
And they're, I mean, like McDonald's snapping. This lady, when we were in this club, I was like smoking cigarettes, bullshit with the two guys I worked with. We were like, we had drank earlier, but it was wearing off.
That's one thing you're going to say also about to what you just said about the Sprites, the drinks being really fizzy. You're not wrong. They got to make sure those guns and that gas stays good because
if that goes
it's
bad,
all they're serving.
Yeah.
You can't give people flat soda.
You better clear
those. It was movie theater quality.
Yeah. It was good where you took a drink and you're like, oh.
You go, I fucking love Sprite.
I forgot how much I
fucking Sprite's great. The lemony, the lime.
Dude, I had that at season one of Billions. There was a scene where I was eating a sandwich and they're like, do you want something to drink in the shot? And I was like, no, I'm fine. I'll eat the sandwich. And I had to take a bite. So many takes. And I didn't have anything to drink. And I was like, oh, it was brutal. And finally, they were like, do you want us to get you a soda? And I was like, yeah, what do you have? And they're like, well, we have a ginger ale right here. And I wasn't really a big ginger. That made me a ginger ale fan.
That day.
Because I just started drinking it. I was like desert island drinking it. Like, fucking suck your dick, ginger ale.
That's the problem, though.
I fucking love you.
That's the problem with getting a good soda. You end up chasing the dragon for a while and realize most soda's bullshit.
Yeah.
Let me give you a little compliment to a place, can't remember the name of it, in Spokane, Washington, this diner I went to. When I said, can I have a Diet Coke? They said to me back with a straight face, Diet RC Cola, okay? And I went,
no.
I said, yes. But I was just like, dude, no one ever fucking tells you that you're about to get shit gun soda.
Yeah. I mean, the heads up on the RC is very nice. Because I will.
It wasn't good. And we went back there the next day for breakfast, too. And I didn't
get it. Tastes like nails.
I didn't get it again. Yeah, I didn't order soda the second time. But it was, I gotta
say, I think RC had a good flavor of something. Because that was the quarter soda.
It was RC and Diet Right.
We had Big K.
Soda?
Yeah, Big K soda.
No, I've never had that.
No.
Big K?
Pretty sure. Can you look it up? I might just... I'm pretty sure. Wait, my mind's melted.
What, a place you worked?
No, it was like at the date, you know, after school program I went to. Mm-hmm. There was a Big K soda machine in the athletic club, and I was skinny enough that I could get behind there and take sodas out the back.
Hey guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire, and of course that is Metro by T-Mobile. Listen, we all know life is full of yada yada. Calling customer service and trying to sign up for a new program or plan or any kind of subscription, and you get a whole bunch of nonsense and long paperwork and contracts you can't get out of, pricier subscriptions, subscription prices going up. I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hidden deep in the fine print or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere and your seat probably reclines. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple-checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. But listen, you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and no yada yada. Nada. Yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide right now.
SiriusXM Radio is better with Bogle Wines. 70s on 7, 80s on 8, better with Bogle. Alt Nation, Hip Hop Nation, Hair Nation, better with Bogle. Madison, Howard, Andy Cohen, better, better, better. Y2 Country, Prime Country, Carrie's Country, yep, all better. The Beatles Channel is better, and getting better all the time. Everything on Sirius is better with Bogle. Award-winning family-owned wines ranked as some of the finest available for around $10. As long as you're not driving, it's better with Bogle. Bogle Family Vineyards, Clarksburg, California. Please drink responsibly.
Guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire. And of course, that is Prize Picks, everybody. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. You can win 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. It's very simple. You're picking more or less than the projected stats on 2 to 6 players. If you pick right, you win. That's it. For example, Tyrese Maxey. Maybe it says he'll score 13 points tonight. If you pick more and he scores more, you win. You pick less, he scores less, you win. It's that easy. You against the numbers only. You could turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Download the app today and use code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
1 of 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off that list with Babbel.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Goose.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Bueno note, buenos aires.
Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is just better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
Non palietano molto bene.
Babbel has over 10 million subscriptions sold, and all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Hello. Hey, you know how you say no?
Go on.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to write that down. N.
I am learning Italian off of Babbel right now.
No. Hola.
Here's a special limited time deal for listeners. Right now, you get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/bonfire. Get 55% off at babbel.com/bonfire, spelled BABBEL.com/bonfire. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I don't know if that exists anymore. Does every store still have like the brand of just like cola, orange soda,
yeah,
lime soda?
And then it was always in movies. And then those were actually like Shasta had it. Yeah, there's Big K. Shout out to Big K.
I've never even heard of that.
It's, you know, it's not the best. It's what is theirs? Dr. K.
Dude, remember the 3 liter? Remember they came with the 3 liter for a while? That's gone. They don't even offer that anymore.
3 liters? I don't even remember it happening.
You don't remember 3 liter sodas?
No, look up 3 liters. What was that like?
It's a soda that I've only seen carried in the hammocking arms of a fat lady walking through a Walmart when I was younger. But that's it. But that's like a traditional 3 liters of soda. If you got that kind of fridge room,
yeah, that's a lot. That's a big fridge.
But you see, the bottle was insane.
When they looked that up, let me finish the Alaska. We were at that strip club, and there was a pregnant woman, full term, there, with her titty out, and the stripper was licking her titty, and the waitress goes like, oh, yeah, that's a former dancer here.
Aww.
And you're like, oh, back to work. But Aww. It's just a smoke-filled.
Yeah, exactly.
And she's having her tit licked, and her kid is.
Yeah, she was probably smoking, too. Look at that some bitch.
Damn.
Look at a dwarf and the others.
Oh, my God. It's almost too much for me. Is this how ladies feel when they see a massive dong? Where you're like, I can't take all that, Coke.
Yeah, you start laughing. You go, okay, I'll suck it for a little bit.
Yeah, I guess.
But that's not going in me.
We could pour some in a cup if you want. But
I'm not taking that to the chops.
I can't take all that.
To unhinge my jaw like a python.
Yeah, that's weird. I can't take that much Coke. You know what? You've kind of upset me now. I didn't know it was that much. What do we want to get to first? Do you want to talk?
Oh, I still am curious to... Christine, bring up pregnant pornography.
No, come on.
There's so much of it.
All right.
Yeah, but
I thought that was a drop. I literally thought that was hitting a drop, when she was like, there's so much of it.
Find one that's like, she's real pregnant.
No, dude.
Dan, it's been noted that you're anti-pregnancy porn. So am I. I'm just not being so fruity about it.
Here's the thing, Jay. I got a checkered past.
Dan did some... You're worried I might find the one you did?
Yeah.
He goes, look, it was in school. It was a 50-guy gangbang, so I'm just number 42.
It was on Craigslist. I went up to Phoenix. I didn't know what I was getting into. And then now I'm in Fully Loaded. I'm in the gangbang movie Maximum Occupancy.
Dude, all the faces on those guys who were in the world's biggest gangbang videos. Yeah. When you see like old, like gray-haired men with their dongs out waiting in line to take their turn to fuck. But no, here's the best thing. That is such a definite, we talk about the football decision. As soon as you come on Jasmine St. Clair and then roll out and put your pants back on, you're like, ah, shit, I wonder if they'll cut me out of that. Yeah. Like, that's fucking bad.
It's like the lady with the bear that you always talk about, where she blows the stripper and then comes on her face and you see the regret. I bet every one of those guys had to take a lap, smoke a cigarette, and drink a coffee.
It's probably not as much soul-crushing regret, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, that lady was just like, oh, fuck, like, everyone's going to see this and be ashamed.
Those guys
aren't worried about being ashamed. They just are sort of ashamed.
Yeah, they also do stare off a dock reflection.
Oh yeah. They go, oh man, I was probably part of that girl's damage, huh?
Ah, damn it!
I was probably part of that. At this point, I thought you were going to bring up people who are in the world's biggest gangbang. The line,
dude, just
the line for the world's biggest gangbang.
The only positive I'll say is like with this pregnancy porn,
can't get pregnant again.
Yes, and you have a place to like rest your hands. You got to think about the comfort.
Can I tell you why I never even think to look at pregnant porn?
Because it's gross.
One, it's gross. That is the number one reason. But why you're like, hey, let me see if this is maybe a kink that I maybe no. I don't do that is, immediately it was like the fucking like disrespect of it. The second I thought about it too much, but I don't go for pregnancy porn because I think part of the thing of the pregnancy porn, it's all cream pie. I never click on a video that implies cream pie is coming. It's a waste of time.
Why? Show your work.
Show your work.
It's like mathematics.
Yeah, I mean, you're on camera. It means nothing to me that you're coming inside this girl.
Cool.
I don't care. And then when it drips out, yuck. I don't care. It's not really, that's not hot.
Which gives you the bulldog?
Yeah.
Cream pie is just coming in a girl?
Jacob? Did you just learn that?
Come on, Jacob.
You did not just learn that.
Jacob.
Jay's least favorite thing.
Jacob.
Jacob.
No, Jacob. I mean, for other, Jacob. Asking for other people.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah. Yeah, my girlfriend goes to a different high school. yeah. Jacob, wait, did you just learn what a cream pie was?
If you didn't know what DV or if you didn't know what DV or DA was, well, I'm okay with you. Even ATM, I wouldn't be blown away if you didn't know. But come on.
Cream pie.
Cream pie?
Cream pie in the sky?
There's only two.
I've heard it.
There's only two things.
I never thought to ask.
You'll hear in porn at the end of porn. You're either going to get the money shot or you're going to get the cream pie.
Now, let's try to think of what a cream pie could be. Maybe you like come in a girl's mouth and then give her the Animal House, the Pluto, I'm a zit.
I do like that. You know, I do like that. That's coming in her mouth and then smashing her cheeks into somebody.
Yeah, accordion her fucking
cheeks. I don't know where it would come in my life ever again, but if I ever double team a girl with a guy,
yeah,
I'm going to finish in her mouth first and then make her look at that guy and then smash her cheeks.
No, well, then you're going to watch her man get soft and mad.
Yeah, yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Worth it for the story.
Yeah. Oh, what the fuck?
Might be into it.
He goes, oh, thanks for the shower.
Yeah. Hey, Ian Finance, look here. Yeah.
It's in my stash.
What'd you say, Jacob?
So the cream pie is that you come in the girl and then what are you supposed to, like, visually, you watch it come out afterward?
Yeah, yes. You watch them drool it out.
They try to, you know, kind of push, queef it out, or...
It's like when your older cousin would stand over you with a loogie.
Did you ever blow bubbles into a glass of milk with a straw, chocolate milk? Like that.
Okay.
Yeah. But you've never seen a cream pie porn, Jacob?
I've seen porn. I just didn't know what the definition. I that's not my thing to watch it rip out, so I properly avoided it.
No. You like to see it cover her face, right?
No. Well, sure. I mean,
I only watch porn where they responsibly come in condoms and then throw them away.
Do you? That's great. That's bold of you. That's condom porn. There's got to be a lot of other positives happening in the video for me to like condom porn. Yet, if they're like, we're only doing condom porn now, you're like, I get it.
Yeah.
Fully get it. But,
man,
I'm so happy my daughter's in a room with the door closed. Christine.
You come down, you're like, hi.
Bad. Christine, bad stepmother. Bad stepmother.
So it's like, it's here. You got to show the proof. There's no video where there's no porn where they're just going to come at a girl and then that's the end of it. Because how?
Ta-da!
Do you
All right.
No, they always got to zoom in and show the it beefing out. Yeah.
Don't forget to tip your delivery men.
Yeah, and that's weird when it comes like a tear off of a long lip. Bloop. You know, if a girl's got a long lip and it really just strings down like a bully loogie, one of those. Suck it back up.
Stop.
No, I'm with you, Jay. I would just rather see cream shot video.
So I mean, so far it looks like Bonfire might be slanted towards a no cream pie show. We're anti cream pie.
Your facial?
I like boobs, dude.
Shot on the boobs?
Shot it on the boobs, dude. Facial boobs.
I'll take boobs over cream pie. Wow, man. I mean, it's just nature.
Yeah, but it came leaking out.
That's what she's going to do. She's going to show you the... She didn't even. Just got the retract.
I like when they put it in a cup.
Oh, you know what's funny? Hilariously?
That's always the weirdest one.
It on the face. Don't mind if it gets in the mouth on the face in the videos. However, as soon as you do, have you ever seen like... They give like a chubby girl, like they blow loads on pizza and give it to her. I'm like, don't do that. Don't do that. It's got to go straight from tap to chops. You can't... From body to mouth is fine, but you can't put it on another object.
That's what I'm saying when they put it in a glass, and then you see the girl be like, is that mine? You
go, like eight guys do it, and then she drinks a big dog bowl of it. You're like, man, just call your parents.
Yeah, stop.
Everyone will forgive you.
Stop. Stop. Please stop for all of us.
Call your parents. Just stop it. How important is this fucking apartment and the valley you have?
I'll hurt whoever hurt you.
Yeah, put that bad man in jail and don't do this.
You should be doing this with cereal, not with seven studs as cum.
It's even a thing, I know, delicious. And the argument of it being sterile is fit, whatever, great. But there's like high, not level, but like high production value pornography that is just a pretty girl just getting pissed on by like 15 dudes. And you're like, lady, sort it out. Like, sort it out at home.
But you know how
we're all fucked up.
You know how earlier we were talking about skateboarding or like being afraid of swimming or whatever? Mm-hmm. Maybe what if her fear is not getting dumped loads on and she's just like, I can walk through it.
About it. Yeah.
She's like, I can just walk through it, whatever.
She goes, I have a huge, huge fear. Listen, you're my 20 closest friends. Would you guys be willing to let me hang out naked and then you guys all piss on me? It's my biggest fear.
No, I'm saying it's not her fear. Like, the way that we would be like, ew, gross, to her, she's like, it's no thing. Like, the way I go swimming and Joe is like, I'm scared of swimming. And I'm like, yeah, I don't care.
I bet she is like that.
Yeah,
she's just like, at the end of the day, whatever. Technically, it's sterile. It's whatever it is. However, I'm just saying,
I just feel that way about, like,
you gotta feel you're more...
I just feel that way about, stuntmen. Like, stuntmen in Hollywood, they're just kind of like, hey, give me a thicker-than-normal jacket, and I'll throw myself through that window. And you're like, you don't mind doing that? And they're like, fuck no! Film it! I'll look like Ben Affleck if you want me to. And you're like,
here's my thing.
Cool.
It's the optics of it more than the action of it. Again, I believe... health-wise, it's actually not as crazy as it fucking sounds. It's just like you're now the girl who got pissed on by 25 guys in that video.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. The degradation of it. By the way, this one of the few commercials. Semenex is one of the only porn commercials that has gotten to me. That's maybe it shows you. It's like, this is a normal load, and this is a load on Semenex. Should we try Semenex, dude, to see if we're pumping hard loads?
Should we see if we can get in-person batches bigger?
Yeah, look how pretty this girl is.
Oh, man.
She doesn't need to be peed on by two guys.
I also think I'm pee shy enough that I would be more worried about not being able to pee in front of her than...
Dude, this guy's fucking massive hang while he's peeing down is so impressive.
Also, she's not swallowing. She's just resting it in her mouth. I know when someone's ponding it.
She's damming it up.
I'll tell you right now, that would get her cut from my Piss Drinkers movie.
Yeah.
That's not technically a piss drinker.
You got to swallow it. Are you drinking it?
No, she did.
Are you allowing it?
Damn it, I watched it disappear. Oh, whoa.
Now she's gargling it.
Okay.
She's gargling it.
Yeah.
By the way, what did these guys drink?
Yeah, what'd you guys have, a whole... They had fucking a 3 liter of Gatorade.
3 liter. Get that 3 liter. Even she's at this point, the wagging it is now, really funny. Yeah. By the way, that's this position here, you're for sure getting the other guys piss on you a little bit.
Yeah,
that's not bothering either of these guys.
Yeah, that's...
I'll tell you a million reasons why I wouldn't be involved in piss porn, Dan, but I don't want to bore you.
No, do it, and then we'll go to commercial.
Okay, a million. Let's start at number 1 million.
1 million backwards.
I'm a taste and texture guy, so, like, the taste, if nothing else, is going to make that come right back up.
Ugh.
Number 999,999.
Yes.
I have a job.
Okay.
Number 999. What time we have to do the commercials by, Lou? Number 999.
This is the rest of the bonfire. 998. We're just going to get to one. And that'd be like...
Forever.
Old.
We're taking over the 500 format.
Hendrix will be at high school.
Oh, it's going to be so great. And I'm going to be here just with a long beard.
And you go, 23. If
come on now. It's pee.
22. If asparagus is eaten... Gross. That's gross, God. Too.
Double yuck.
That's a big J double yuck. Double yuck.
Double. Yeah, that's a big J double yuck.
There's just a bunch of Lou Witzke production behind it. But he's Futurama'd, like his head's on a computer.
He's just floating in a bucket of formaldehyde.
Yeah. That's a big J double yuck.
Do you know there's so much garbage in your air? That just window shopping. I was at the mall this weekend, so I was in Best Buy looking around.
Sure.
Air purifiers. I'm like, ooh, that's always a thing they say you should get in New York. And they're expensive, so I'm like, well, let me see what like the good ones is. And he goes, this one gets the formaldehyde out of your air from all of your everyday home products that put formaldehyde in your air. What?
Huh?
What products put formaldehyde in the air?
Dude,
Christine, please look that up.
If you're in the business of selling air purifiers, you are half scaring people most of the time. Because you're just going, you don't even know what you're breathing in. And
by the way, I like to always show you. I like to always show you this, too. They're like, do you see this terrifying monster that looks like it was written from your nightmares and dreams? He goes, That's just 100 times amplified the things that are just living on your on your face every day.
That's like, what crawls in your mouth at night.
What?
It's like that spider thing. They go, yeah. You eat 7 spiders a year. You're like, I didn't need to know that.
Yeah, shut up, at man. All.
Shut up. Why are you ruining my Thursday?
He goes, yeah, here's another fun fact. You eat 7 spiders a year. You fucking love it.
And you love it. You munch them like this. Nom, nom, nom. When you eat them, you go, yummy, yummy.
Not only do you eat 7 spiders a year, dude, you're fucking into it, I
you're
heard,
such
you weirdo.
A spider slut.
What does it say? Sources of formaldehyde in the home include building materials. So what your home is made of.
Yeah.
Smoking. No, we don't do that in the house. Household products. That's what it said from all of your household products. What does that mean?
What does household products mean?
That's, what products is formaldehyde found? Look at that question. Okay. Resins used in the manufacture of composite wood products. Hardwood, plywood, particle board, and medium density fiber board. So pretty much what your walls are made out of.
Yes.
Building materials and insulation.
Cool.
Household products such as glues.
Yes.
Permanent press fabrics.
Love them.
Paints and coatings.
Eat it all the time.
Lacquers and finishes and paper products. More, Christine, please.
I love paper more products. God, I love paper products.
See how long this list gets for
facts
us.
About dude, I didn't know we were going to do a formaldehyde deep dive.
Preservatives in medicine, cosmetics, and other consumer products such as dishwashing liquids, fabric softeners, and fertilizers and pesticides.
Cool.
It's a byproduct of combustion and certain other natural processes, and so is also found in emissions from unvented fuel-burning appliances, like we have. Gas stoves or kerosene space heaters, like we have.
Awesome. My question is...
Cigarette smoke. Oh, thank God. I'm just doing that to myself, but I do that outside.
Do you think the formaldehyde people are in bed with the air purifiers? Let's follow the money. Follow
okay,
the money.
That's a good point. We should follow the money on that one.
Formaldehyde, is that big business?
Yeah, now that you say it, does sound like a bunch of bullshit to me.
Yeah, and then these air purifier people come in and they scare you, and you buy a good one.
And they're yapping about the formaldehyde.
All the formaldehyde. All the stuff in
all
the air.
All of a sudden, there's formaldehyde.
And all
like,
I want to know is...
We never heard about it. Now it's in everything.
All I want to know is, what is 999,998 reasons...
What's the reason?
...that you can never get into piss porn?
Oh, because I don't like to shower... Like publicly, and it's not even the pit. I'm gonna have to shower afterwards.
Yeah, it's like going into
and
the ocean.
And I can't shower like away from home like that. It's yeah, not a hotel. And I'm not leaving that room covered in piss, and I won't shower there.
You've said that our entire friendship. You've always said I will only shower outside of home if it's a scientific emergency.
Christine,
I could argue from an old SDR that you've already participated in piss porn.
No, no, no. Whoa. Oh yeah, I did. No, I would do piss porn.
Whoa!
I believe it was filmed.
Yeah, chick peed right in my mouth.
A million.
Yeah, you know what? You're right.
A million little lies. It just broke my heart with a million little lies. Let's take our first break. We'll come back.
Oh, I guess this is how the story ends. He goes, actually, you did piss porn. He goes, oh, yeah, that girl peed in me in Ralph's mouth. All right, never mind. Good commercial.
Oh, cool. Do you guys like underwear?
Fun opening of the show, either way. It turns out it was all based on bullshit. But all right. And you know what, though? Pregnancy porn, though, still yuck. Ew, right?
Ew. Yeah, no, that is.
Christine's going to be like, Jay, you did pregnancy porn on STR show.
Oh, my God. You sucked pregnant woman's asshole.
I did.
I could have a black child. Indeed.
Okay.
You could. You could.
That's cool.
It's a bonfire.
You've been listening to SiriusXM's Bonfire. New episodes every Tuesday through Friday mornings and full shows always on SiriusXM.
Hey there. I host a show called Therapy Gecko, where I dress up as a lizard and talk to anonymous strangers from the internet about their lives. They tell me their relationship problems.
I found out that I was related to the guy that I was dating.
Their hobbies.
I collect my roommate's toenails and fingernails.
Their secrets.
When we did not have toilet paper, I would use the shower curtain.
And also sometimes kind of serious stuff.
I have anxiety when I talk to people.
I'm also sometimes joined by celebrity guests like Doja Cat, Lil Yachty, Bobby Lee, and Eric Andre. Some of the more interesting calls we've gotten recently include a guy who argued with a demon living on his wall, a caller drunk at his job at a middle school, and a caller wondering whether or not he should transform into a dog. So if you're sick of your own life and you want to get lost in the life of a stranger, search for Therapy Gecko wherever you get your podcasts.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah. Of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well.
Ooh, yeah. That happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.